So welcome to today's video, and today in terms of my weekly podcast show, I'm going to take you on a ride because this weekend I'm doing the Dragon Ride in Wales. So Saturday as we speak, I'm just getting prepared before my ride. I'm going to take you on the journey and do my best as I can to show you how I get on, the ups and downs of the ride. I'm doing the Gran Fondo, which is 213 kilometers. That's about 135 miles. And that's roughly 3,400 meters of climbing, 11,000 feet of climbing. The weather forecast was looking really good and sunny all week. And now suddenly there's going to be some thunderstorms potentially forecast for later on in the afternoon. So fingers crossed and get away early. My start time is around 7, so I can miss most of the rain. So fingers crossed that doesn't materialize and I get home safe. If it does piss down the rain and it becomes not really comfortable or safe to ride, I might cut the ride short and do a shorter ride. Obviously there is a 60 miler and I think a 100 miler as well. So there are, should be opportunities, but fingers crossed this doesn't happen. But I'll take you on the ride and hopefully document as I'm going all the nutrition habits, everything I'm doing on the ride, how I'm feeling come climb number 10. I think there was 9 climbs, so how I'm doing on each climb. So bear with me, hopefully it will come together. I'm just gonna document it as a day in the life and let's see how we go. So what we're gonna do is gonna get cracking and gonna get all my nutrition sorted, get packing and then get in the car and then I'm just gonna head down to Wales. So today, staying overnight tonight and tomorrow night, so I don't have to worry about driving back after the session, after the ride. And yeah, so let's get packing.
So I just started on the Gran Fondo, stopped before I even lost the first group because my cleats, having new cleats on, they had not really sat up correctly, a bit too, my foot pointing outwards rather than inwards, so going to be a bit uncomfortable on the knee. So I've had to stop and change that now, I'm on my own. Waiting for the next lot of people to come from behind so I can don't have to do the whole thing on my own. And also, pretty nervous this morning. Waiting for the loo 6 times, 6 poos. But hopefully getting the ride now. If the cleat's a problem, I can just stop like I did and adjust the direction of it and then hopefully it'll be alright. So on a busy road here, so better get off and get cracking. So I am about 65k in now and coming up to Black Mountain, which is a 5k climb at 5.5%. The whole ride so far been having trouble with my cleats, but third time lucky, managed to get it right. Making my foot go out, just hurting my knee, and now back in that normal position. So lesson, don't put new cleats on the day of a big event. It's like wearing new trainers on the day of a marathon. So yeah, coming up to third climb of the day. First climb was pretty savage, really steep. Second climb, nice and steady, pretty good. So yeah, fueling good, fueling well, legs feeling all right, just pacing it, see how we get on this time. Let's go.
So just coming up Black Mountain, 5k climb, absolutely stunning. This is up here, it is absolutely glorious. This is why I punished myself and this is why I ride. It's getting warmer, but the views are absolutely amazing. I mean, hopefully I'll be feeling this good at the end of the climbs to come, but this is good.
Awesome.
So I'm about 106 kilometers in now, coming up to the fifth climb of the day. Okay, climb 3%, not as steep as the last one, which is nice, but it's getting warm and I haven't stopped yet. Next feed station is 120. Top of my bottles there, I've almost gone through 2 bottles, both with 90 grams of carbs in one bar. But even though you got the climbs, you got a few little ridges
up and down, it's quite lumpy. So if you take those out of it, the climbs probably wouldn't be as bad, but the climbs are pretty savage, because those little, you know, they're kind of little 10% for half a kilometre or less, a few hundred metres, they're just sapping the legs each time you go up and down them, you know. So really now it's like halfway, so conserve the energy and try and focus on, you know, keeping it going, keeping it at pace, nice steady pace. Lost a few people, thought I was going the wrong way, but lucky enough we can see some people around me now, which is good. And the only blessing hopefully is that last 25k is downhill, so let's keep going. I think we're going up Devil's Elbow now, which is 1.8k at 10%. Legs are feeling now, so stop the rest stop. Got some more food, more water. I think I'm gonna have to stop a few more times. Man, it's taking its toll now. Fuck. So we're coming up the final climb, well, second to last climb now. Rhino, it's 162k in. Everyone's feeling it now, suffering. Plus, there was a climb before this, which I thought was an actual climb, which it wasn't. So I was very pissed off, thinking, oh yeah, that's 162k. No, this is the climb now. Everyone's think, just digging in the reserves now. One more feed stop after this. I had a chicken wrap on the last one. That done me a world of good, actually, a bit of salt. So same again in the next stop. But yeah, running on empty now. Everyone's feeling it. People are dropping like flies.
I mean, that's a bit epic climb, even though it's painful.
It's a good one.
You know what I mean?
On the final climb of the day now. I'm in the, I'm definitely struggling. It's a mental game now. All mental. You know, you're in it. You're in the pain zone. It ain't fucking easing off. It's a stunning climb. But oh my God. Just trying to tempo it out. Keep going. Final climb done.
I'm at 30 miles to finish.
Glorious view.
Alright, let's crack on. I'm on the edge now, but I can do it. This is when you, this is what I love about cycling. It strips away all ego, strips you to your core. You just have to dig deep and you learn a lot of lessons about yourself. You can push through anything when times are tough.
So, I've just got back from the Dragon Ride and I'm really happy with how it's gone. It took me 8 hours, averaging 16 and a half miles an hour. Overall, I feel like the training I've done over the last 6 months paid off. I felt very comfortable all the way throughout the day. There was periods obviously when it was tougher than others, but I feel like I paced myself up the climbs well, and also, you know, kept more in reserve. When I crossed the line, I wasn't in the bucket. I felt overall, I paced it well, fueled well, and really, really happy with how I did. The overall event was amazing. If you haven't done the Dragon Ride, I definitely recommend it. I think it's the closest you can get to cycling kind of alpine climbs in the UK. So if you do want to travel abroad and have that expense, certainly head to Wales and do a Dragon Ride, because I think I'll be back again in the future, because the climbs are amazing. There's a few beasts like the Devil's Elbow, but most of them really suit me in terms of tempo in up a 5k climb, which I really, really enjoyed, and the views are absolutely amazing and stunning as well. So it was a really, really good event. Loved it. Ready for a nice rest and some sleep now, but hope you enjoyed the video, and don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.